Hey, what's up, guys? John Shea here. This is episode 4 of the Testimonial Technique. I actually jumped right into this interview with a fellow named Trevor. I found him on the warriorforum.com. It's an internet marketing forum, very, very popular forum. Basically, we talk a little bit about list building and product creation. Trevor has actually released quite a few products. He's been doing internet marketing for 15 years. So here's the interview with Trevor. Check it out.
Okay.
Hey, Trevor, how's it going?
That's good, thanks.
Good. So, I guess we could just jump right into it. This will be the fourth episode of what I'm calling the Testimonial Technique. That's the name of my show. And really, the idea of my show is that I like to promote, any products or services that the people I'm interviewing are actually promoting by using testimonials or positive comments. So I guess really for any listeners out there, if you've purchased a product from Trevor or you've actually worked with Trevor, I'd like you to leave a testimonial or a positive comment below this video. That's pretty much what I'm going with on this show. So, to jump right into, what got you started with internet marketing?
I started way back in 1995 when I first got the internet and pretty much decided that with a friend, we'd both been on it for about 3 months and therefore knew everything, as you do. And pretty much got the bug at that stage, seen lots and lots of changes over the years, and some things have stayed static over the years. But it's fun. I enjoy challenges, and internet marketing is definitely a challenge.
Was there something like in particular that, you saw an ad, or was it somebody that referred you to a product, or, what was it that kind of got you intrigued to really get into all of this?
Just saw it as another advertising medium. I've always been involved in things like direct mail, which is kind of the predecessor, and the internet works actually roughly the same way. It's the same kind of percentages, around about 1 in 100 buy.
Yeah.
Sometimes more, sometimes less. It's differences, but it's also because with the internet, you actually have to hunt down what you want, whereas with direct mail, it thuds through onto your doormat.
Yeah. No, I've heard a lot about, back before the internet really got popular, a lot of people were doing things with like those mail. They would send out, even those chain letters where you start making money through the chains and things like that, just the direct mail methods, things like that. I remember it was really popular back in the day, but, I was probably still pretty young back in 95. I'm 28 now, so.
Okay, so, yeah.
Yeah, so would have been some time ago, but I know I found you on the Warrior Forum. Obviously you're selling a list building product. Have you sold a lot of Warrior special offers, different products on the Warrior Forum? Or
sold a lot of different products. The ones that the list building one, because it involves effort, people haven't bought as many as myself. I shouldn't really say it that way, but that's.
Yeah, and it's still pretty new.
Yeah, it seems to be with the Warrior Forum that everyone wants something now, instantly.
I get that vibe a lot from there. I've been kind of browsing there for a while, but when you go into some of those forum subsections, you're just a little overwhelmed because there's so much out there and so much being released every day.
And also you're not always sure who to trust.
Exactly.
There's a world of difference between a nicely hyped sales letter and reality.
Do you have like a blog or a website that you promote as well, or do you just strictly do mostly products and list building?
I've got lots of different websites. If you're in internet marketing, you're almost a sort of kleptomaniac for domain names.
Yeah, of course.
So I've got various niches. The main one that's my own name is trevordumbledon.com, but there's lots of other niches as well where I'll go down. Quite enjoy the self-help market.
Yeah. I'll add a link to your blog. If you send me the link, I'll add a link below the video for the show notes so anybody can check out your blog. I guess what are some of the strategies that you're promoting today that you really enjoy? I know list building's working for you.
Well, the side effect of that comes out of creating products, because with a list, you can either promote your own product or you promote other people's, or a mixture of both. But when someone buys the product, obviously you put them on a list, because then they're a buyer's list, which is generally more responsive than just someone who's...
Right, yeah, people who actually are willing to buy versus people who are just leads, you know.
Yeah, there's a world of difference in any market for that, and the internet's no different. And there's also a difference between people that bought a product for a handful of dollars versus ones that have bought maybe $100 or even $1,000 product.
Right, true. Now, have you... like, are there any particular courses that you might have gone through that you might recommend to others, or anything that you've, like, particularly gotten into that you really enjoyed? I mean, obviously, if you've been doing this since 1995, I'm sure you've seen quite a bit, you know?
Yeah, I've seen a lot. So, I mean, there's different markets. You've got people like Perry Marshall, and if you're into AdWords, he's still a world leader. He's very good if you've got the patience to all the analysis that you need to do with AdWords. And the person I'm following recently is a guy called Sean Mize, mm-hmm. who's, again, very real world. He's not into the hype, so you're going to get page one of Google. Generally, he's just actually done a product where he gets page one of Google, but that's for a very long-tail keyword, which is the only way you can get there nowadays.
I know I've heard a lot about, some people will just make these niche sites, and then they'll... basically target a lot of long tail keywords, and then that's how they'll, you know, bring in a lot of traffic to the niche sites and use that as leverage to create profit.
Yeah, it's the way I prefer, because otherwise if you target anything even vaguely competitive, it just takes Google forever to realize that your content's any good.
Yeah.
For the long tail keyword, they're actually over the moon that you've got something that, well, we can give a result that actually matches what the person typed in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I've had some luck ranking some things on Google that are, you know, I wouldn't say super competitive, but I usually try to go after stuff that's, you know, maybe 2,000 searches a month at most.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, too competitive, something that's just ludicrous, you know, going to be too difficult to really, really rank anywhere near the first page, you know?
Yeah, the other one, I don't even go by the figures in the keyword tool, because generally they're wrong.
Yeah.
Even though we tend to believe figures that a computer prints, because obviously we trust them.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of keyword phrases I go for are the ones, you know, when you type stuff in and it will suggest as you type?
Yeah, yep, yeah.
They're based on what people are typing in at this moment in time.
Yeah, I noticed that that's just relevant to what people may have searched for, even though a lot of those results you might not see within the Google keyword tool.
Yeah, they don't show in the keyword tool sometimes ever, or sometimes for 3 or 4 months until it catches up. So they're a really great way of getting edge on other people, because everyone checks the Google keyword tool or one of the products that scrapes
it.
Right,
one of the keyword research tools.
Yeah, which basically all they do is put a nice wrapper around the keyword results.
Yeah. I actually haven't... I've heard a lot about a few of them. I know Market Samurai is one I hear about a lot, but yeah. I haven't really done as much myself with SEO, so... In the past few months, I figured I'd focus more on these interviews and use that as kind of a ground to do something a little bit different, you know?
Yeah, video, we've been trained with television to watch video.
Yeah. I mean, what I'd hope to do, too, is I'm hoping that this will actually be on a podcast if I can get things going and actually get an iTunes podcast going. So, hopefully this will actually be one of the episodes I'll put up on there.
Should be good.
Yeah, so that's one of my plans. I guess on to some more questions. Obviously you started some time ago, but was there like a first major milestone or goal that you reached?
Lots of different ones along the way. It's sort of because things change, your goals and your milestones change.
Yeah.
So on the first one, obviously, was even working out how on earth to get a website up before the days of WordPress. So I had to learn HTML to do that originally.
Right.
Web space wasn't... All these packages that give you unlimited deals, that wasn't around. It was just... I think we had 5 megabytes on our first web host.
Yeah. I remember back in the day making like a GeoCities website.
You know, yeah.
That was like the WordPress back in the day kind of thing.
Of course, that's being pensioned off now, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, they don't... I mean, there's some sites that are still like that. I know some people I've seen creating websites on, I think it's Weebly.com.
Yeah, Weebly, Squidoo, HubPages, Blogger even.
Yeah, and then they got the Tumblrs and the base WordPress blog you can do now, and I think one of the other ones was Yola or I think it's Yola.com.
There's lots and lots around. The problem with those, as you mentioned, with GeoCities, if the owner decides to close it, or just decides they don't like the look of whatever you've written, then suddenly, the effort you've put in disappears.
Yeah.
I much prefer my own domains as the main thing, and then using others as pointers.
Are you primarily doing WordPress these days in terms of websites, or?
Yeah, just because although I can code HTML, I don't like to.
Yeah, I mean, obviously now with WordPress being kind of the big thing, it's just so much simpler to just buy a theme and get going with that. And, you know, you can get hosting for so cheap. You know, it's $5, I think, for cheap hosting.
Something cheap. And as long as you don't go stupidly cheap, you can get hosting for sort of $1 a month or something. But
yeah.
It tends to be, when it works, it works. When it doesn't, it doesn't. So at least, something, the $5 or $10 upwards will work. And then if you outgrow it, you end up with your own server, or a slice of a server is the best way to go on that.
Yeah.
Large amounts of traffic.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you've been doing this for a while, you know, since 1995, you said. So if someone's watching this and they've never done internet marketing before, what would be some words of advice for someone starting out that you would give them?
Start by doing some research, finding someone you trust, and follow one or two people you trust rather than today's offer, and then tomorrow you follow tomorrow's offer, which is a lot of beginners you'll notice will go for
from thing to thing.
Yeah, the shiny penny syndrome is one of the things it's called.
Yeah, I call it the shiny new object syndrome.
Yeah, so find something and stick with it, because it takes time. You put a page up on anything, and it will take time before it takes off. So if you're jumping even weekly, it hasn't had a chance to take off. Whereas you need to give it probably 3 months upwards, and there'll be a time when you're thinking, this is never going to work, and then suddenly you think, oh, I had a visitor yesterday.
Yeah. So basically, focus is pretty much the best advice you're suggesting.
Far and away the best advice, even though at times you think it's boring.
Yeah. No, I mean, I totally agree with you. I've had my own, jumping around. I've been doing internet marketing now for, I guess, probably about 8 or 9 months, and I've jumped around a little bit, and I could definitely agree with what you're saying, because there's so much out there. You know, if you go on some of these internet marketing forums like the Warrior Forum, there's so many new things coming out. So, I mean, it's mostly just finding something that you like and then sticking with that.
Yeah, and also become an expert in it rather than trying to be an expert in Facebook and Tumblr and YouTube and WordPress and Squidoo and Weebly and etc.
Yeah, everything. Yeah, because obviously there is tons out there. I mean, someone could... That's what I found so interesting about doing these interviews is I've talked to some people. There's a guy I'm going to be talking with, I think, on Tuesday, and he makes a killing off Fiverr.com.
Right.
And, that's like his thing. You know, he's all about social media, whereas he might not really be doing some of the list building tactics like other people might be doing. And he's just selling services, So it's like totally interesting because that's like where he focused,
Yeah, I've used Fiverr as a buyer. I've bought stuff on Fiverr a lot, but I'm not a seller.
Yeah, I've bought a few things too. Have you actually had any luck? I guess while on the subject, is there anything in particular you bought on Fiverr that you found was like really useful in terms of? I mean, was it marketing stuff or?
I've actually done a Warrior special offer on it. Basically, certain services, and I found on one of the ones I did was I had a problem on a website I was looking after for someone, and I couldn't work it out, and someone on Fiverr fixed it for $5.
Yeah,
took it in the bottom 25% of speed to the top 25% of speed.
Yeah.
And they probably thought they ripped me off for $5, and I was thinking, wow, it would take me hours to research that.
It's all who you know.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things. And a couple of years ago, I bought a birthday video for a friend.
Oh, right, you can have the people make the videos for you doing some birthday song or whatever it is.
Hand cooing, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Did that, it was personalized with a guy's name in the middle.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, no, I've seen that a lot. They've got a lot of people on there who do stuff like that.
So that kind of thing, rather than the spam 3 million links on wherever.
And I've seen a lot of that too. I think there was even one I saw called Negative SEO, and it's like completely all bad, just spam links that they'll send for $5.
Yeah, those are that kind of thing where it's totally automated and just. That's not particularly good, but you can get lots and lots of stuff on Fiverr. Videos you can get done. These popular animated ones where you got the almost dismembered hand writing stuff on screen.
Yeah, yeah.
You can get those done for $5, obviously.
Yeah, I think, are you referring to the video scribing? Is it where they have, is it like, it's like basically just someone with a hand and it's writing animation and as the person talks.
Video, I think, can be called, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
so no, stuff
I was going to say I have seen those.
But I wouldn't say get an article done because there's better sites to do that.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess in terms of other questions, you know, what would be some reasons that you'd like people to connect with you online? Like what would be, you know, if someone were to want to work with you or buy your products, what would be some good reasons that they might want to work with you?
Well, what I've been doing mostly this year is creating products. So if people have got an idea of products they want to create, I've got stuff that can show you how to create good products. And that's the way, if you're going to really do, like you're doing, you're building up effectively products with these videos.
Yeah.
But if you could equally do it where people sign up and they get a weekly video or a monthly video with tuition. Videos are, as you know with this, fairly easy to create.
Yeah, definitely.
And higher perceived value than just a PDF. And actually quicker to create than a PDF.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I actually just finished up my a very basic ebook that I was doing for my blog, and it took me a little bit of time because there's a lot of grammar checking and everything with video. You just kind of, I'm just jumping right in, you know?
Yeah, and it's quick, and people prefer it because it's just, as I said, we've been trained by television.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely.
So, yeah, product creation is kind of the direction I'm trying to push people in, because that's actually where you grow your list better.
Yeah, definitely, because then you've got a buyer's list, like you said.
Yeah, and they know your personality, especially if it's video. They've actually heard your voice, probably possibly seen your face, although most of mine are screencasts rather than videos like this.
Yeah, like the mostly, like, is it like a desktop-based video where you're just talking kind of thing?
Yeah, or look over my shoulder while I show you how to do keyword research or how to do...
Yep.
Whatever. Yeah.
So, I mean, basically anybody that might be watching this, if they're interested in creating a product, maybe something to promote on the Warrior Forum or elsewhere, it might be a good idea. Basically, yeah. You'd be someone that would be good to reach out to and actually get some help with creating those products.
I'd certainly like to think so, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll definitely, you know, if you have like a link or any particular products on product creation, I'll link that in the video as well.
I'll give a message on Skype after this, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. I guess, you know, during your time online, was there any points that you just wanted to give up and just get out of internet marketing?
No, not really. There's highs and lows. There always are anything, but
yeah,
it's got a freedom built in that you haven't got with many other things. My walk to my office is 10 paces. That's not really a place to say that.
Yeah. So, I mean, most of the time, you obviously you've had success, so it hasn't really been, you haven't really had the thought of like, well, I'm just going to give up on this.
There's always, there's times when it goes lower than it goes higher, but you think, no, I don't, because you can try other things or you can just tweak things, because the internet's fantastic for testing.
Yeah, no, definitely, because, I mean, there's so much you can be doing.
Even if it's just simply a headline change, which is often the thing that takes it from being middle of nowhere to, wow, that's got traffic.
Yeah. Now, I know you mentioned a few products earlier that you were fond of. Are there any particular people, like mentors, that you might have that you would suggest to listeners to maybe go and look out for, people that you particularly like to listen to or read their content, their blogs, anything like that?
Sean Mize for products generally. He's real world, he knows what he's talking about, and he tests, which means that you're getting stuff that works now rather than worked a few years ago. And if it's general marketing, people like Dan Kennedy, who you can get his books in Amazon for about £10 over here, whatever it is over there, $15. Yeah.
I actually haven't heard of either of those guys, but you know, if you send me a link after this, I'll include any info to maybe their books on Amazon, anything like that that you think might be useful for the listeners to check out. I guess, I don't know if you, do you promote any like free eBooks that you give away through Squeeze Pages or anything like that? Maybe something that we might be able to give away to the listeners that would be useful. I don't know if you do anything like that. Obviously, I know you're selling products as well, so.
Yeah, I've got one or two. I'll have to dig out a link. Obviously, it's the product creation. I've got a link to a free video that once you sign, give me your name and address, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, I can include, you know, if you have free content something that's giving value, then I'd definitely like to include that as well.
Yep, I can dig something out.
But, yeah, I mean, that's most of the general questions I usually like to go over. Is there anything in particular that, you know, you'd maybe like to discuss that, you know, you'd find interesting for the listeners? Or
the main thing I'd suggest people do is focus. If you find it boring just focusing on one thing, even just focus on a couple.
Yeah.
Rather than try and focus on 100, because we just get swamped.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's easy to get carried away, and, you know, I can attest to that. I kind of went full circle and came back to this interview idea because I thought that this would be a good way to sort of solve my dilemma where I'm so interested in what everybody's doing that I could just do interviews and learn about what everybody's doing. But if I focus on the interviews, then that'll be a good way to continue to focus, but still get to have that, you know, what's everybody else doing?
Yeah. And then once you've learned how to do these, which you said you've just got a new microphone, you just got new software and whatever, then you could probably do a product on that, because a lot of people are actually quite interested in doing that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
They're often told the best way to do a product is interview someone.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, the idea really behind this show, and for anybody listening, was that I know I mentioned at the beginning of the show, but, you know, if you happen to know Trevor or, you know, you've purchased one of his products and you're watching this, then what I'd like you to do is leave a comment or even make a little video testimonial and just let him know, you know, what you think of his product, or if you've worked with him, then, you know, talk about that. That's pretty much the premise I'm going on, so it's an easy way to build value for anybody that I interview, you know. Just another way to...
Sounds really good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of what I'm going with. But yeah, I mean, I guess we'll wrap things up.
Okay.
You know, my blog, for anybody listening, is it's just john-shea.net. That's the blog where you can find these videos. And you said that your website, again, was... I know it was your name, right?
It's mine, yeah. trevordumbleton.com.
Okay, yeah. And I'll leave a link below this, and we can... add any of the other things. I know you mentioned some books on Amazon and any products that you might want to, that you're currently promoting, you know, I can leave a link for that as well, and people can check that out.
Thanks very much.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Thanks, John.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.